only least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall teach them, and the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, that being said, and since everybody's ultimate goal seems to be to get into heaven, in the kingdom of heaven, like already established, well, we won't go into that about being established here on earth. But we, in order to be disciples of Christ, which is the ultimate goal of being saved, as we call being saved, is to do the will of God. So in order to do the will of God, you must know the will of God. He said he walked away and sat up on a hill. His disciples came unto him. That's when he taught them. So we have to come to Christ. Not necessarily him coming to us. He's given us an invitation to come. You know, anybody that would, let them come. So it has to be initiated by us. God has already did his part. You have to get a relationship with him. You have to come to him. And this is how you come to him. He's talking to us in this Bible today. This is his instruction book. He says that, and not one jot or tittle is going to pass from the law. We need to know the law in order to reign with him. You can't get to be the president of the United States knowing nothing about politics. So if we are going to rule and reign with Christ, we need to know the law, because that's what this thing is about, is law. See, this is why Jesus is coming back to the earth, not to take us back to heaven, but to establish his law on earth. This is his kingdom is going to be established on earth. The earth now is the kingdom of Satan. That's why Satan wants to deceive you and not understanding what God has promised you. If you don't know what he's promised you, that's just like somebody having an uncut diamond and not knowing the value of it, using it for a paperweight. And some gymnologist or some come along and can steal it from them because of their lack of knowledge. The Bible also tells you that for the lack of knowledge, my people suffer. And the suffering is not his fault, because he's left the provisions here for you. And he said, seek and you shall find. And if you're not seeking it, you're not going to find it. But the deceptions of Satan is every time you look around, you're watching the television, he's steady shaking things in front of you. Get this, I got to have that. You know, I must have this, because, you know, you're looking at it all the time. That's the power of repetition. It's called the power of repetition. You keep looking at it, in your mind. You're saying, well, I just got to have this. So you go and get it. That he got you in a bind. Because the Bible says also, owe no man nothing but to love it. So you put yourself deeper in debt. So you got to go to work and hurry up and do what they say do. And you're not free. You're a slave to your desires. So I'm saying these things, trying to show you the light that I've discovered, some light. And light is truth. The truth about a lot of these advertising people. They'll send you, I got one out there now in my Bible. It says, we'll give you $10 off if you order something before Christmas. And no, $20 off if you order something before Christmas. Order $50 or more, and we'll give you $20 off. Now, if you order $70, they'll give you another $20 certificate off. But guess what? They're going to raise the price of whatever it is, and you still going to wind up paying more the same thing, and they're still selling. These people are in business to make you rich. they're in business trying to make a living, like you going to that job trying to make a living. Now, if you taking your living, supporting their living, and if they can keep you supporting their living and get you in trouble so you can't get nothing, then who's gonna suffer? Why? Because you did not take time to think about what you were doing, and use some common sense. And this Bible will teach you some common sense. By things that happen in life, you can see things that most people don't even notice. God will show you things in life if you take time to look and listen. But what you listen to and what you look at is what influences what you will think. And if, like I said before, Satan is after your mind, and that's the same thing God wants to program for you. Satan wants to take it and reprogram it in his way. God wants to program it, and we got the greatest computer there ever will be. A brain and a human mind. Paul said in Philippians 2:5, I think it is, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So now, if you have the mind of Christ, you have the mind of God. That's because Jesus said that he only said what God told him to say. He didn't open his mouth. God told him what to say, and he said what God said, and what God said, what Jesus said, was the same as what God said. That's how they come to this oneness. More than one person, but one mind. You can put 1,000 people and give them the same mind. They agree on everything. Guess what? That's power. That's how you get your power of God, agreeing with God's word. But you have to know it in order to agree with it. If you don't know it, you cannot agree with it because you don't know what it says. And don't take my word. Don't take your pastor's word. Don't take your mother's word or nobody else by what God said. If God said it, that's the way it's supposed to be. Now see, he's a, like I said, this is a narrow path, and it's few that be to find it, but you got to be looking for it in order to find it. I hope you understand what I'm saying to you. Now, this is just something to get you to think it. What advantage is this thing going to be to me? You got it. You're trying to sell it. Now, will it really benefit me? Do I need it? No, you don't need it. But you got to have it because everybody else has got it. See? Because you got a cold, don't make me cough. So, you got it, you trying to sell it. You want me to buy it. But I don't have to do that. Because I can live without it. And sometimes it brings us into a lot of, cause a lot of people to have bankruptcies and repossessions and all that kind of stuff. All these things are distracting your attention from getting in this word of God and finding out how God said, because this life ain't going to last too long, but we are working for an eternal life, a life that's going to last forever. You got all the time in the world to accumulate all the stuff you can think about, but if you would take your eyes off, like that monkey putting his hand in the knot hole, to get the shiny thing out of the hole, and he closed his hand up with it, and he can't get his hand out with that thing balled up in his fist, so the man come and kill him and have monkey stew. But if he'd turn that ball loose, he could get his hand back out. He got it in there without you know, any problem. But he can't take it out. He won't turn loose what he's got in his hand. Sometimes we have to learn to turn loose some of what we got in our hands in order to get something in it, because you can't put nothing in a hand that's already full. I was on the beach once in L.A., and out on the beach, you know, the sand, stuff, and the illustration that I saw was you can drag your hand through that sand with it open, and it'll always have some sand in it. But if you get a handful of sand and close your fist up on it and drag your fist through that, you'll wind up, you're nothing but getting sand out, coming out of your hand, but very little left in your hand. And when you keep on doing it, pretty soon it'll be nothing in there. You open it up, you ain't got nothing in there but a little dust of sand, you know? You lost what you had and didn't really get what you wanted. Sometimes we have to learn to do something to help somebody sometime. And I'm just so happy that God uses me, a simple person. He don't pick you because of what you have or what family, what kind of pedigree you got, You know, he chooses us according to our hearts. And God can change your heart. Because Jeremiah 17:9, I think it says, the heart is deceitful, very deceitful. It will deceive you and the things. This is how, in the heart, speaking of heart and mind is about the same, but the same thing. They're synonymous with one another. Because as a man thinketh, so is he in his heart. So in his mind, that's why this, I say the devil is after your mind. If he can control your mind, he don't have no problem keeping up with you. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. And so after this little session, I still say, Brother Gasper, still love you, and I'm gonna keep on loving you, and I hope you can learn to love yourself. Because if you can't love you, you certainly can't love me. This is Brother Gasby again. Till next week, I hope I get to see you again next week in my spirit. I won't see you as visibly, but I'd like to see you. Anyway, we'll have a good week. Until next time, thank you.
We hope today's message equipped you with the knowledge to help you withstand the deceptions of Satan. If you would like to correspond with this ministry or become a sponsor, please write Brother Leon Gasby at P.O. Box 145, Campsie, Louisiana 71411, or you may phone him at 318-652-2029. Until next time, may you continually grow in Christ, and may God richly bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day. Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Barone. And now, to our pastor, with an anointing sermon already in progress, Pastor Eddie Mulberry.